Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, God damn it!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. You didn't move the married guy in any damn thing. So now,
we dancing on the dance floor to a slow song. I tell you, I found somebody. I'm with somebody new. You know, I'm happy. I'm about to get married. Now, do you have the right to get mad at me?
Of course not. I left you alone. How do I get mad at you because you're going to get married?
So why do women do that? She got straight up mad at me. Walked away and everything. Basically cussed him out without saying a word. So my question is, how can a woman get mad? I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying, you know, women in general. How can a woman get mad because the dude decided to move on?
I would ask
already
the same
me
question.
To the curb.
I would ask the same question. I don't think that you have the right to get upset. If I've moved on, I don't think that I have the right to get upset. If I've moved on and you've moved on, upset for what?
That's my point. Why get mad? What's up, Janine?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to ask you the same question. Do you watch the show Being Mary Jane?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay, damn, I thought all black women watched that damn show. I was wrong. I thought every black woman in America watched that motherfucking show.
Mm-mm. My daughter was telling me, she watching it. She was telling me it was good, but I haven't watched it yet.
I ain't going to lie. That motherfucker good as hell. It's damn near up there with Scandal, in my opinion. She's pretty good fucking.
Scandal?
It's up there with Scandal. Just my opinion. I could be wrong. You know, coming from a dude's perspective, I think it's a pretty good show. But, Janine, let me ask you. Let me light my cigarette first.
Okay.
on the show, it's, Gabrielle Union. She got a man. I'm going to give you the short version. She got a man. She goes to the gym, meet a married guy, kick me to the curb for the married guy. Couple months, I'm still cool with the family. Couple months later, we run into each other. I tell you that I done found somebody new. I'm happy. I'm about to get married. And you get mad and walk away from me. What's the point? Does a woman have the right to get mad? You kicked me to the curb for a married man. You kicked me to the curb. Now, I done moved on. I'm happy. And now you mad. Why? I don't understand.
If she mad, she probably ain't mad at nobody but herself. She can't be mad at nobody but herself.
Yeah. She was hot at dude and then had the nerve to talk about the dude's woman. She a model. Fine as hell. Talking about she's just a six. You know her and the girls get together. They hating on the woman. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's just a six, a small seven. You know what I mean? My book's here, 10. But I'm not understanding how, if you kick me to the curb and I'm happy, why would you be mad at me? You should be happy for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You kicked me to the curb. You went out there and started messing with a married man, not me.
Well,
you kicked me to the curb for the married dude. Now you mad at me because I'm happy. What kind of shit is that? I mean, is that a woman thing?
Yeah, I mean, depending on what was going on in their relationship, why did she leave him? I mean, why did she leave him? Was it that he wouldn't give her something or wouldn't give her? You know, sometimes women feel like, well, I'm going to leave and prove to him that he need me or something. You know what I'm saying? Or that he can't find anything. Who knows how some women try to force you into that proposal. Maybe she wanted that proposal or something that he wouldn't give to her. I don't know.
No. You got to watch. Just watch the last episode of the show. If you guys on demand that motherfucker, you see exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Dude is married. You know, they had, on the show, they had great ass sex on the show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they go at it. They be going and on the show.
Oh, you talking about
the married dude? They be going. I mean, they be getting in. They got in the gym, in the car. was loving and walk in while she was giving him head. All kinds of shit be going on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I just don't see how you can get married. If we together, we break up, and I move on, how can you, mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can be mad at me for moving on. Apparently, our shit didn't work. Otherwise, we'd still be together.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you get mad at me because I went out and found somebody else to make me happy?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
You can't get mad at a motherfucker because they went out and found somebody that's a little bit happy. You know? And then in the killer part, she went and told the wife that they were sleeping together.
Oh,
hey, and I think
she didn't
did
tell
it on purpose.
The wife?
She
didn't
she
went
and
the
told
wife.
The wife. She told his wife, oh, I'm sleeping with your husband. Just like that. Just like everything. Just like that. She went up to her job and told that woman, I'm sleeping with your husband. And walk
oh,
away.
Oh, my God.
That's like
oh,
that.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
I call that a home. I call that a home record.
Oh, yeah.
She's a home record. She did that shit on purpose.
Oh, of course
you know what
she
I mean?
Did.
And then the wife went up to her job.
Uh-huh.
The wife was flipped it. She went up to her job and said, you sleep with my husband. Okay, let's talk about it. And got to asking her questions. Do we go down
mm-hmm.
on you? Do you suck his dick? Straight up, all things, they just sitting in the office having a casual-ass conversation.
Uh-huh.
Does he make you come every time? I'm like, man, what the fuck? Does
and
he make you come every time? I have no idea. I don't know why the wife did that shit. I'm not going to know another dude talking about, hey, man, every time you fuck my wife, did you come? That's
exactly.
a question. I don't need to know that answer. I don't need to know that answer. I'm sorry, I don't. That's crazy
mm-hmm.
as hell.
Yeah,
this show is up the chain, y'all. It's only a little mini-series, so it's only like the last two episodes. Actually, the last two episodes out tonight.
Oh, I didn't.
You know, yeah,
I'm going to have to start from the beginning. I don't like to start watching it after it's been coming on. I'm going to have to start from the beginning, find it somewhere. He's chilling. He's in his room watching TV. Oh, sorry, y'all. Sorry.
Just remember, the beginning is it was a 2-hour movie that they turned into a little series. So the beginning is a two. Like if you go on demand, they don't have a movie. They just start from episode one. But it was a 2-hour movie before that, so you have to watch the movie
mm-hmm.
first.
Oh, okay.
A little series. Y'all know Scandal back on Thursday. That's my
Scandal. You said Scandal, right?
Yeah, it's back on Thursday.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's my shit. Better than motherfuckers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We got people listening to us. Huh?
I said, I can't wait.
Yeah, it started up on Thursday. I need something since the sun's been went off. But we got people listening, so if y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. So what's happening, ladies? How y'all doing? Since y'all didn't want to answer my question, I'm going to change the subject.
What question?
Why the hell she get mad? Nobody told me why she got mad because dude moved
on. I told you. Some women do that. Because they, you know, they get mad because they didn't think he was going to find somebody or something, or maybe she didn't think, or maybe she thought he was going to come back running to her or something.
Okay, now with that being said, let me ask you a question. If you kick me to the curb, I mean, you do me bad. You do me bad for this dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we sit in the crib chilling, and he come to the house. I approach him, he tell me, oh, I got the wrong house. Nah, I'm stupid. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, you know, we exclusive. We, you know, we one-on-one. It's just me and you.
Uh-huh.
You got this other motherfucker on the side.
Uh-huh.
And then you play me dog dirty, and then you get mad because now I have found somebody else? That's bullshit to me. That don't make no sense. I don't understand how a woman could get mad over some shit like that. You know what I mean? If a dude do that shit, you know, he's straight up punk. How you going to get mad?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But a woman can get away with that kind of shit. It's all emotional, as they say.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
It's bogus.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but...
Dude, today you call the police on him. Talking about, oh, he's stalking. You know what I'm saying? It's a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a dude in that same position, he all kind of motherfuckers, dog ass motherfucker, and all that shit. But with a woman,
mm-hmm.
it's always emotional. It's her emotions. Dudes, we get emotional too. I think y'all seem to forget that. We get very emotional. You know, we got to go tell our friends. Now, our friends don't like it. You know that's true, right? Y'all know we do
that's
that.
True.
I tell my boy about
that
you all day.
That or you tell them the wrong stuff and then they end up wanting your woman.
Shit, that's fucked up.
Happens every day, man. Happens every day. Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I don't think we should talk.
You don't even know what he's doing with her, man. Shit. You don't have, you know
exactly.
what he's doing with her.
He got all that going on. He don't even know what to do with that. I need
well,
to take that off his hands.
You gonna come and tell me? You gonna come and tell me that my boy just pushed up on you?
Yeah, but you know what? Y'all don't believe us. Y'all don't believe us. Y'all think we funny.
Nope, you ain't gonna tell me. It took you too long to answer. You ain't gonna say
shit.
Would.
I will tell you. It already happened to me, and he didn't even believe me. He kind of thought I was over exaggerating what I was talking about. Because you know how, I guess because I think I'm cute anyway, so, everybody trying to talk to me.
That happened to me before. Friend of mine told me. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it was just that he didn't believe it was like I was trying to tell him it was. I mean, this dude was really trying to steal me away from him, trying to have sex with me. And this was supposed to be his best friend. The motherfucker that you cried on his shoulder at his mother's funeral. I mean, your best friend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what else could I do? I told him. Instead, what he was trying to do was set up any type of situation where we was all going to be together so we could switch partners and shit. That's what his friend was trying to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. He's trying to include everybody. I'm thinking he was trying to be exclusive.
Nah, that was just a way in. Whenever you get
that
to
was
it.
His way in. That's what I'm
right.
telling you. That was his way in. That wasn't. He was trying to get with me like that. Because see, he started to see after that. Because what happened was he claimed he had got these tickets. He had this girl. He was just messing with her. He wasn't married. You see what I'm saying? And he got the hotel room, everything, set everything up. And we all in the same hotel room together. Okay. So the dude, him and his girl, start having sex. He tells my husband, come on over here and look at her, look at feel her pussy and shit.
What did she say? Was she down with it?
She didn't care. I let him do it. I said, go on, feel it, taste it, do whatever you want to. When soon as me and my husband started to do something, my husband covered me the fuck up. He was like, your ass ain't saying shit. This is totally different. And he got an attitude. Because he thought he was about to be touching and feeling on me and stuff.
If you just filled up my woman, I should have the right to fill up your woman.
Hey, you offer her. I don't know.
Well, like he said he didn't care nothing about her. He said evidently he didn't care nothing about her. He was like, this is a totally different situation. He was like, you my wife. He said, so if I choose not to, he's not going to be touching all up on my wife like that. And that's how he explained it. I ain't saying nothing what I'm supposed to say.
It'd been a fight. It'd been a fight up in there. You could have been finger my woman and not be with you. And be fucked up. This is a fight. This motherfucker's fighting better than this. This is a fight.
Shouldn't be
I'm sorry.
If you offer your woman, you like, hey man, what you saying? Come on over here. You saying get a little some of this. You offered your woman. Your woman, you know what I'm saying? She was there for you, and maybe she wanted to do it too. But you offered her, and you know what I'm saying? My guy didn't offer me.
Get the fuck out of here! What a courtesy. I gave you a courtesy fee. I should be able to get a courtesy fee.
Well, it didn't happen
I'm just saying. I would have been that motherfucker high. You got all up under the covers, tucked in like a fucking mummy.
Man. Yeah, he couldn't even get a look, a peep, or nothing.
See? See, I can't be involved in that kind of shit. I can't be involved in that kind of shit. Shit like that make me mad. I'm sorry. I thought that's what we were out here for. To switch up.
Nah, he never told him that. See, he assumed that was what was going to happen because, see, the problem was my husband was going around telling him the shit we was doing, which he shouldn't have been doing anyway. Why is he telling him our business? So he telling him we doing threesomes every weekend. You know, what the fuck you think he's going to want to do?
A threesome? I mean, if you constantly telling me, yeah, man, we get down, dog. We had this girl, that girl. I'm like, straight up?
Okay, but you know what? Here's the difference, though, to me. This is how I see it. All right, I can tell you whatever I want to tell you, okay? And maybe I shouldn't be telling you that, but here's the problem. It's not up to you to plan my next event. If I invite, you know what I'm saying, I'm the one that's telling you that this is what I'm doing. So if I want you to be a part of it, I'm going to invite you. You have no right to just invite us to the situation and think that we getting ready to be down with you. You know what I'm saying? Because what we do is what we do.
I'm sorry.
And I'm not telling you that because I want you to plan my next event.
You shouldn't have told me about the shit in the first place.
But we weren't swinging, so why would he think he could get in with me is what I'm saying. Yeah, we were having threesomes with women. I ain't never had no threesome with no two dudes or nothing like that. And he ain't never told him nothing like that. So why would he think he could just get in and now all of a sudden we're going to be swinging with him and his girlfriend?
Apparently your husband told me that y'all get down. Everything, oh, she down, dog. I'm telling you, dog, she down. Yeah, you can do that shit, dog. You down? That's what I was told. Why did the girl spend my money in the hotel room? And then I call you and tell you, man, I got the room, and you like, all right, bet, we on our way. What am I supposed to think?
We were going to, like, a show or something like that, and he paid for. I mean, that's his best friend. That's just like you and your best friend going out somewhere, and y'all double dating. And it was, like, farther away. It was farther away. So we spent the night at a hotel.
Exactly. That's my whole point. That's my whole point, man. You done already told me all kinds of crazy ass shit that y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, man, I got it wrong. Y'all want to come on up to the room with us? You like, yeah. And I already know how y'all get down. That's what I'm expecting. Mm-hmm. I done already told my woman, hey, it's on tonight, girl. I got two other motherfuckers with us tonight. So she already down. She thinking the same way I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all get there now, y'all want to prune up? I want to show shit? Man, get the hell out of my room. You fool. I've been hoodwinked.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I was saying. You told me some shit. I'm expecting some shit. I invite you to the room.
Well, that was
both
between them two. I didn't have anything to do with that because I didn't tell him nothing.
Well, I'm going to see something. I'm seeing something. Other than my woman, I'm going to see somebody else naked up in this goddamn room. Something about to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
This shouldn't be on. You got me all pumped up. Telling me all the shit y'all do? Now you want to punk out? We supposed to be best friends? Come on, man. I paid $100-something for this room to get down with my girl. We could do this shit at the crib. I mean, think about it. Why the hell am I going to get a room to get down with my girl when we can do that shit at home? I got the room so we all can get down together. That's how I see it. I could be wrong.
Apparently he was.
we fought that night. We probably would have been friends the next day, but we definitely would have fought that night because I'm putting all the cover. I'm going to see something. Slap somebody's ass or something. I'm having somebody's ass up in there. Y'all sitting up there watching us get down and cover up? Shit. I don't think so.
Oh, well. Yeah, he was talking about that. He called me the next day. He was on some bullshit. How you calling me about my husband?
Right.
Covering me up because he didn't want you to see me. And you called me like, oh, he was on some bullshit. That's your best friend. Why are you calling me anyway?
I don't know. I don't share my wife. I'm sorry.
Just because you say, baby, how come you didn't share me with Bestie? I mean, that's what you're
exactly. I guess. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I can't share. I'm sorry. I can't share my wife.
I mean, what man would, really? I mean, some do. I'm not going to say some don't, but, I mean, I know some do, but. More than likely, a lot of men don't, they wouldn't do it with their wife. You know what I'm saying? Not with other men.
Well, right. Let's just say not nobody we know shit, because there's plenty of people who do it. But
well, I believe that. You know, people that do that. But me, I can't share my wife with somebody that I know. You know, even if I was into that lifestyle, you know what I mean? If you're somebody I've been knowing 20, 30 years, you ain't finna hit my wife. It's got to be a motherfucker I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Now you're going around and tell everybody on this block how my wife is. My wife.
And a motherfucker I ain't never going to see again. But this is a one-time deal. We ain't getting no, we ain't exchanging phone numbers. We going to meet up at the place. You know what I'm saying? That's the end of that shit.
It's got to be a stranger.
Right.
It's got to be a stranger. I can't watch nobody else doing my wife any goddamn way.
Yeah.
That right there is a problem to me. It's my wife. You know what I mean? Because soon as you get to the crib, what's the first thing a man gonna say? Was he better than me? That's the first thing a motherfucker gonna say. Did he hit it better than I did? And what's she gonna say? Nope. And it's probably true than the motherfucker. Nope. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I hear people say, like, you know, when they doing a threesome, you know, it's a husband and wife. You know what I mean? Sometimes the wife end up falling for the other dude and all that kind of crazy-ass shit. That's why I'm sorry. I just don't believe that you should. I don't know. I think if we got to bring somebody else in the marriage, fuck this marriage is over. That's just my opinion.
I'm with you.
For him. I mean, what if he hit it better than you do? Now, every time y'all have a sex, she's thinking about him. Or vice versa.
Like she gonna tell you. You're not gonna know anyway.
She ain't gonna tell
like
me.
Like she gonna tell you. Like she gonna tell you.
Baby, he wasn't
shit. What the motherfucker did? What is he?
Because she said she wants him to come back. She want him to come back, but she ain't gonna tell you. She gonna play it off like, oh, he was all right.
You thinking about his ass all the time. You in the tub playing with yourself. I think you think about me. Big, I hear you. I'm ready. Oh, hold on. She thinking about another motherfucker. But see, that's what happens when you let motherfuckers in like that. You run over there. Your husband or wife fall in for that other motherfucker. And then, you know, at the end, you can't blame nobody but yourself. Who else can you blame? You know what I mean? You allowed that shit to happen. Now she didn't sell for this motherfucker. You have been crying on my shoulder. I told your dumb ass not to do it in the first place. I'm sorry. I ain't got no sympathy for you. I'm just not. If you're doing wrong, I ain't got no sympathy for your ass. Especially if I told you don't do it in the first place. You out there having three sons. Now your wife is in love with this other motherfucker. You know, I see that shit on First 48, ID, Discovery. I see that shit every fucking night. They talk about, you know, them couples and shit, they be swinging and shit, and the one motherfucker fall for the other motherfucker outside of the marriage, and he turn around and kill the husband. Crazy ass shit.
I'm not welcoming that shit into, I can't do it. And then, like I said, I'm stingy anyway. I don't even want to tell you my man's name. He just baby to you. You don't need to know. Yeah, much less.
I've had my baby mama told me, one of my close friends tried to holler at her. Of course, I don't believe it.
See,
yeah,
I told y'all don't never believe it.
I'm not going to lie. I do not believe it. I went to him. Man, she told me you tried to holler at her. Man, no, I didn't. Cool with me.
Like he got to tell you anyway.
Right, but, you know, it's time to tell the truth. You know, that's your boy. You be like,
exactly.
What's me? Okay. All right, let's go. You going to the liquor store?
Absolutely.
I mean, she went through this whole long, drawn-out 45-minute conversation. He said this. He said that. I'm looking at her like, I've been knowing this motherfucker since diapers. I don't believe shit you said. I ain't the other. I ain't believe a word of that shit. He said he didn't. So I'm sorry. I believe him before I believe her. Hey,
I'm sure
she was my baby before we had the baby.
And what if you found out that it was true?
Did you
have a problem? I go holler at him. Hey, man, let me talk to you, dog. Step on outside. I mean, if you're supposed to be my boy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, me and this dude have been friends since diapers, straight up. I don't see it happening. I would be crushed. I'd be crushed if any one of my friends, you know, like most dudes, you know, we got along like, hey, you can holler at anybody I've ever been with except my baby mama. Baby mamas is off limits. You know what I'm saying? If you try to holler at my baby mama, you know, don't fight words. You know, with friends, dudes that's friends, they can put up with a lot of shit with each other. But when it comes to their baby mamas, motherfuckers go crazy. They don't, motherfuckers don't play when it comes to the baby mama. Even though y'all ain't together. You're still my baby mama at the end of the day. She's off limits. You know, but you know, the high school, you know, the old girl from high school, I don't give a fuck about her. But, you know, this is my baby mama. You can't be trying to push up on my baby mama. You know, it's rules. You just broke a rule. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, would you want one of your girls hollering at your baby daddy? That's it. It don't even sound right. It happens, but it just don't sound right. I mean, some stuff is just off limits, and I just think baby mamas is off limits. You know what I mean? I'll fuck a motherfucker up, even though, you know what I mean, my baby mama don't get along, or we don't exactly like each other, but, you know, if one of my friends tries to push up on her, I got a problem. It's a misunderstanding. Something about to happen. That's not cool.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know as far as, you know, women. I don't know if y'all got rules like that, but for dudes, we got rules. There's rules to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's cool with you. Like, if your girl can go, you know, push up on your baby daddy, you know, women might be cool with that kind of shit. Dudes ain't. But women might be cool with that shit.
I don't think so, because I see them on Morgan and Jerry Springer all the time.
But you never know. You never know.
I'm just saying. I mean, what's the rule for y'all? Would that bother you?
Would that bother either one of y'all if y'all best friend even tried to push up on your baby daddy? Not even saying that they actually did anything, but just tried. Your girl tried to holler at your baby daddy. Is that a problem? Would that bother either one of y'all?
Well, personally, I would say she's a damn fool. Bitch, what's wrong with you? You didn't see what I went through with that motherfucker. Hey, if y'all can make it work, more power to you. I mean, no, I wouldn't be cool with it. Not at all. I think she was stupid. That's what I would think. I want to sit back and work and laugh at that shit.
But you wouldn't say nothing to her? I mean, your baby daddy said, hey, your girl Tanya, she was trying to holler at me. I mean, she was ready to get neck and everything. You know what I'm saying? He's coming over to pick up his kid. He just happened to tell you. That shit wouldn't bother you?
Like I said, I think she was stupid. I'm not going to say it wouldn't bother me. Of course, it would probably get under my skin a little bit. Sure, I mean, I'm human. But, I don't know. I think she's stupid. And then, but I'm thinking about my personal, my baby's dad. Like, you damn fool. Dang, you stupid.
What about you, Janine? Your baby daddy just told you Tanya was willing to get naked with
you. I mean, as my friend, it wouldn't, it's not the fact that they were evil. I wouldn't, I just wouldn't even, I don't even know why they would even want to do it.
Right.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, we have that code, so, you know, I wouldn't do nothing like that anyway. I know I wouldn't, but, you know, I don't really have no true friends, so I don't trust nobody.
You don't have no true friends.
I don't know what the hell they would do. No, I don't. I'm talking about girls.
You don't have no true female friends.
No.
Wow.
You think you know somebody and then shit changed and I don't know. It was funny because I've been friends with these people since I was like 7 years old. And I really think she got an attitude because we didn't do no threesome with her.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And so she thinks, because she thinks she the finest thing walking. You know, she got one of them big ass, okay? I want one of them asses you can sit and drink on.
Wow. I would have been down for a threesome.
Huh?
I would have been down for a threesome.
And you know what? She started looking at me like, oh, bitch, you think you too good now. That's how she started acting toward me. Like, I was the one that was keeping him to myself. First of all, he my man. If I don't want to do a threesome with you, then we ain't got to. How you going to get an attitude? But that wasn't even the case. He the one didn't want to do one with her because he said she was trifling. He didn't like her attitude and stuff.
Well, she probably like, well, what's attitude to do with it? I don't want to fuck. We going to do it or what? I don't see what attitude got to do with it. I ain't got like the attitude to have sex with you.
I'm just saying. like she, like he would hang around us. You know, we would all, I mean, it was all cool at first. We would all have drinks. She would invite us all over her house, and she'd be half naked, you know, because she just knew he wanted to fuck her. You see what I'm saying? But see, this is the type of person she is. While he's sitting there, she called the other dudes on the phone. What the fuck you going to do? Because I need my money, and I need to pay my bills. Because, you know, I can make another phone call real quick. That's how she is. But she was doing this in front of him, thinking, like, it's cute. You see what I'm saying? He didn't think it was cute. He thought she was trifling and a whore. He thought she was a whore and she was trifling.
I wouldn't have thought it was cute, neither. That shit wouldn't have turned me on.
That's what I'm saying. And he said that shit didn't turn him on, the shit she did. So he didn't want to sleep with her. Because you sit here in his face talking about, I mean, you can't even be discreet about it, but that's how she was. She just thought she was the finest thing and motherfuckers going to do what she say. And, oh, you going to give me some money and all this and that. And, you know, that's just how she was. So we fell out. And she still hate him to this day.
She brought that shit on herself. I would have done the same thing though. That shit ain't cute to me. I don't like a woman that's all ghetto and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you talking to somebody and you cussing and this, that shit is not cute to me. I don't like that shit. I don't like a drunk ass woman either. I can't stand a sloppy ass drunk. I cannot stand that shit. Me personally, I just think that shit is not ladylike to me. That shit is not cute at all. You staggering and then you talking loud as hell. I'm sitting right next to you. You look like you hollering at me. I can't stand that.
You know, I mean, even though he wasn't talking to her, I mean, it was just the way she presented herself. You know what I'm saying? Not her behavior, but the way she presented herself as a woman. You get what I'm saying?
Sound like she hood as hell.
Huh?
Sound like she hood. Some motherfuckers ain't attracted to them hood-ass women. You know what I mean? If you act like you for the project, some motherfuckers ain't attracted to that type of shit. You know, I want somebody that's going to be a woman. Be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you curse worse than I do, see, I don't want you. If you can drink me under the table, I don't want you. You know what I mean? We drunk. You got to carry me to the car. What kind of shit is that? My woman got to carry me to the car because she done now drank me. I'm cool. I don't need your ass. That shit is crazy. In my opinion. Well, I mean, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push 1. We talking about drunk ass women? No, I'm just playing. We talking about drunk ass women. We talking about liquor store.
What?
Took you a minute. You're a little bit slow tonight. What's going on?
You talking about liquor store. I'm not a drunk ass woman. I am not. I just finished drinking some hot cocoa. I am so not. I am not a drunk ass woman.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm just playing. I mean, you do work at a liquor store, so.
I do work. I work there, which is how come I'm not what I serve.
Mm-mm.
And I've been doing that for a long time, so I've seen some long-time effects over, you know what I mean? Because we got regular customers, and I've been there for 10 years, and some of the people I've seen for 10 years, you know, and they was coming there 10 years before I got there. So... Yeah.
Can you see the change in people?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Mhm. So yeah, I'm good. Me personally, if I drink, I have me a glass of wine. You know, I might get a bottle of wine or something like that. Or if I drink hard liquor, two shots, and I'm good. Two shots and a glass of wine or whatever the fuck else, I'm straight. I don't need nothing else.
Let me ask both of y'all a question. Y'all ever got drunk and regretted some shit the next day?
Yeah, getting drunk.
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, you got fucked up and end up fucking somebody and woke up the next day like, whoa, what the fuck? Nobody never done that, huh? I'm the only woman. I'm the only one that ever done that shit.
I think so.
Get the fuck out of here.
I ain't trying to hear that. I know I ain't the only motherfucker that ever done that.
I don't never get that drunk when I don't know what I'm doing. Right.
Really?
Now, I've been fucked up at home and did some shit that shouldn't have been doing. I've been fucked up, and I'm not going to lie to you, I've been fucked up and fell off a bike. That's when I discovered drinking and driving didn't only mean cars. It meant anything with wheels.
How the hell you get fucked up at home and do something you shouldn't have done? You at home. What the fuck do you do?
Shit. It's cause a fight, start a fight. Shit. I punched through a wall one time because I was pissed off. I mean, you know, like, shit. If I did some shit like that, I did it on purpose. Yeah, that's how I learned my lesson. I don't drink like that no more. But I still
know
what I was doing.
You supposed to drink and have fun.
I could tell you the next day exactly what pissed me off enough to, you know what I'm saying, put my fist in that wall. It wasn't to the point where, you know, I blacked out and did no dumb shit. No, not like that. Just, you know, sometimes you say some shit because you're drunk and upset. I mean, I know I'm not the only person that's ever done that.
Y'all angry. Y'all got to be angry about.
That was years ago. I have grown.
Right.
Back in my younger days, and I had a lot of shit to be angry about, but that was in my past.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of Obama asses on here tonight.
A lot of what?
Yeah, shit. That Obama ass. No goddamn well, you was drunk last night dancing in the rain.
No.
Dancing in the
snow.
Really?
Yeah, everybody.
No.
All right, tell me something that I regret. Tell me something you regret. Like, I regret getting out of service, technically, but if I would never got service, I never would have my daughter, so it's a little give and take. But everybody got regrets. What do y'all regret? What's some of the things y'all regret? I regret getting married the first time. I regret the shit out of that. Huge ass mistake.
You know what I mean? And I do regret playing a game instead of laying in the bed with old girl that night.
I told you the story. The girl that tried to run me over.
Oh.
Because I got out of the bed to go play the fucking game, and she got married talking about I was supposed to stay in the bed with her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go play the fucking game. What are you getting mad about? Unless you try to run me the fuck over in the whole parking lot. And her name is Kim. I don't know if she listened to the show or not, but you a crazy motherfucker. I regret that you heard that. I should have stayed in the bed. That motherfucker is nuts. Somebody give me some regret. We all got them. Everybody regrets something they done in his lifetime. Don't say you ain't got no regret.
I regret not going to college. I wanted to go to Grambling, and I fucked it over. I fucked over the opportunity, and I regret that because, I mean, shit, I was a young mother, so, you know, and then my first child. That's another show, another story, but I could have.
You regret it.
No. I regret not going to college after he was born because I still could have went, but I fucked over the opportunity.
Give me a sexual regret. Like, you regret being with somebody you shouldn't have?
Yeah, I told y'all. Shit, I got pregnant by the devil. I regret that.
honestly believe that motherfucker worked. He was a shepherd for the devil. I really did.
Did you say you got pregnant by the devil?
I mean it, and I mean it. If I seen
him, I told him,
I said, you know what? You're a fucking minion. You're a minion for the devil. I believe that. That was the most horrible experience I've ever had in my life. If I was to run into him today, I would run the other direction.
Yes. Pregnant by the devil.
Oh, damn. I ain't read the Bible to ride that shit. I'm not going to read Revelations. You got me scared of the motherfucker over here, don't you? Devil got kids out here?
I didn't have a child.
What about you,
Jermaine? Oh, okay. All right, I thought you said he got you pregnant.
I did say that, but I didn't have the child.
Oh, okay, I got you. What about you, Janine? You got some sexual regrets?
No.
Not one? Ain't nobody out there
I was very selective. Because first of all, I wasn't out there just giving my shit away. My shit was priceless.
You got nobody out there that you're regressing with.
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking back. Let me see.
Oh, what about the soccer dude?
No, that was so good, man. It was good. That ain't no regret.
Wow.
You said regret sexually. I don't regret it. I regret what happened after the fact.
Okay.
Jesus. Girl, you may not be thinking about that shit.
Should I say oops?
Do this stuff. She said she don't regret fucking afterwards. Oh, my goodness. If you never fucked him, it would have never been afterwards.
Well, okay. Do you consider that a sexual regret then?
I think that's a regret.
I don't regret the sex. I regret the stalking.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I should never fuck with her.
Well,
I do have a regret. This one girl.
You regret a girl?
Yes, this one girl. It was his time to pick this girl, to pick a girl. Always fucked up. He always fucked up. You fast him on crazy bitch. The bitch was crazy. I hid in the bathroom the rest of the night until it was time for her to leave. Because I was like, I'm not sleeping with her.
So you stayed in the bathroom?
I sure did. Yeah. He went out there. He kept coming to the bathroom. What you want me to do? You can go fuck her. I don't care what you do. And then you can take her home.
Just imagine how she felt while you're wiping with
her. I don't care how she felt. This, you just scratched my shit all up. I don't know what the fuck she did. I do not like when they stick their fingers in my pussy. And then it's like she has these long nails. And then you scratching my pussy all up. Bitch, get the fuck out of my pussy. You done fuck my damn clitoris up.
Damn.
And you just went to the bathroom like, fuck it, I'm done.
Yeah. She was like, I really like y'all. Y'all real cool. She still call him to this day because she never had my number because he's the one found that one. And I was like, I was like, don't give that bitch my number. And she was calling him. talking about she need a place to stay and shit like that. I said, see, I told you that bitch was crazy.
just out of curiosity, where the hell y'all be finding them at? I mean, will you go to the bar?
Yeah, we went out to different, like, little clubs. I used to go live sometimes and meet people. It's very exciting.
Damn.
Chicago was hot like that. I can't find no motherfucker body here. These motherfuckers, and they don't even look good enough for me. Shit.
Oh, you got a particular type? What's your
type? Yeah, they gotta look like a cute female. I ain't even saying you gotta be fine or nothing, but a lot of these women, shit, they don't even look good. And then they walk around like they do. I don't know what the fuck these men down here that told them.
You know, and I'm saying that. I think people got circus mirrors in their house. Because why do you leave the house looking like that? And you be swearing up and down, you look good.
They
are
up and down.
They
is the finest thing walking down here. I swear to God. I be looking at them like.
Aren't you supposed to think that, though? I mean, ain't that a woman? Everyone thinks she's the finest motherfucker in the world.
Not if you ain't cute.
Right. I mean, you supposed to know.
There's different levels of cuteness. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they not even that. That is fine. I'll just be looking like, And some people that I'd be like, okay, well, she all right. And you know how you see somebody online and you see them in person? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of that shit going on.
That picture, that don't even look like you.
ago. Yeah, that was 4 babies ago.
She done put up her cute best friend. Her cute best friend.
You got your high school. Are you 40? Come on, man. I'm just saying, man. I hooked up with this one girl off the motherfucking chat line.
Mm-hmm.
Then this motherfucker lied all day long. She lied all day long. I don't got a problem with big girls, but this girl's like 500 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that shit. She was a good 475. She was a good 475. I ended up had more fun with her fucking son than I did with her. I'm outside playing football with her. Cause she fucking lied. Hold on, y'all. We got a call. Call her. What's that?
Go see what your uncle want for me right quick. Go see what your uncle want.
I don't know what an uncle want for me.
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Hello.
They call police. Emergency.
Huh?
St. Paul Police, what's your emergency?
I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. What's up?
Hello.
How you doing?
All right. What y'all talking about tonight?
We're talking about a little bit of everything. Hey, do you watch the show Being Mary Jane?
Yeah, I just finished watching it.
All right, don't tell me what happened because I ain't watching now. Did you see last week's episode?
I'm pretty sure I did. I haven't really missed it, I don't think.
Okay, then let me ask you a question. Did she have the right to get mad at old boy when he told her that he found somebody else? Did you see that part?
He found. You told Mary Jane that?
Yeah. The first dude she met before she was hooked up with the married dude. He was at the gala
David.
For the mother.
Right, the
David
guy.
David.
No, I ain't see it, but what about him?
I'm just saying, she's bogus. Do you think she played a bogus-ass character?
A woman's best character?
No, I'm saying, do you think she's playing a bogus character?
I mean
she broke up the man's marriage. She kicked him out,
how
let him
she
back
break
in.
Up? Oh, okay, gotcha. How'd she break him up, though?
She told his wife.
She told his wife.
Oh, you ain't been watching.
I have. No, but she didn't break it up because I think, if I'm mistaken, though, him and the wife were still cool. But he kept coming over there. I don't know, but I don't think she broke him up. She shouldn't have said
she
nothing.
She told his wife, I'm sleeping with your husband.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, yeah.
You think that's going to break it up?
I don't know. It depends on the wife. But so I didn't know that.
Woman came knocking on your door, say, I'm sleeping with your man. Turn around and walk away. That shit ain't going to fuck with your relationship?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely complicated. Yeah, but he complicated that relationship. He should never slept with us. That's how you can solve that.
No. Maybe she just a bogus-ass woman.
Well, that's what you see. I just told you what I saw.
Yeah, you ain't watch the same shit while I've been watching. She bogus.
Yeah, I clearly have. Smart ass.
She is a fucked up ass woman. On that show, she is a fucked up ass woman. She's controlling. She got to control everything. Even her mom and daddy. She got to control everything. Come on, man. Don't no man want no controlling ass woman?
Yeah.
Now she kicked the married dude to the curb.
Good. That's called karma. I mean, I'm saying, are you waiting on me to have sympathy for the guy? Let me know how you want me to come at you, Father Sam.
I mean, did she know he was married? Did she know?
Not in the beginning. Exactly. And then, I can't sympathize with him at all. She shouldn't have told the wife, but, I mean, he shouldn't have slept with her.
Wait a minute. What you mean you can't sympathize? The dude walked away from his wife and kids for her.
Well, that makes him a sorry man. If a man, let me tell you something. If a man walked away from his wife and kids I'm dealing with, I don't want him anyway.
Well, apparently he must really love the fuck out of him if he's willing to do that and to still get treated like shit. Come on, man.
That's called karma. What comes around goes around. It ain't a game. That's for real life. So that's what he gets.
Right.
So, get it twisted because it'll come back around on her, too. It'll come back around on her, too. She ain't in the clear. But, you know, hey, I ain't finna sympathize with her. I think it was wrong for her to tell the husband, you know, especially if she's going to still sleep with him. I mean, I wouldn't have told. You don't sleep with him. What the hell are you telling him for? You got both sides of love.
My wife, you sleeping together. Who does that?
You're right. Right. She shouldn't have told. Especially if she called herself in with him, but I don't know.
Because she's bogus. She's bogus. And then turn around and fuck David over. I mean, dog. Y'all, ladies, they is portraying this woman to be a bogus-ass black woman. She is bogus as hell. She give y'all a bad fucking name. Watch the show, ladies. Watch the show. She give black women
a bad name. That's what I'm saying. Y'all be killing me with that. No, she give Mary Jane a bad name. She don't give Selena no bad name. She give Mary Jane her character. Every time I see a little boy with his pants hanging off his butt, I guess he gives himself a bad name. He don't give me no bad name, shit. So, hell, you know, that's whatever. I don't categorize myself with everybody else. I'm Selena, shit.
So you
don't be
saying that about the lady on Scandal. She's sleeping with the president.
She's
bogus.
She's
bogus in
jail,
too.
Well, that's how they make it. That's how they make their money. What you knocking her hustle for? You knocking her hustle. You bogus, man.
My thinking is portraying black women. So, you know what I'm saying? Little girls see these shows and think that's the way women supposed to be. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's when their mom is supposed to step in and tell her that is all fake.
What's
you can't control the media. You can control your child only to a certain extent. You have your persuasion has to be way more. What else am I saying? Excuse me, I'm a little buzzed. But you have to be more persuasive than the television, and be ready to let them know that all that is fake. I tell my baby on the regular, all this crap is fake. It's up to you to determine if it's not when you get older. But I'm letting you know, all this crap is bull. This shit don't happen for real. But if it do, it ain't going to happen to you.
But not if your mama's sitting down watching the show with you, talking about, go ahead, girl.
Well, he'll hear me saying that. I'm not a big TV watcher. Like, you know, I watch the Mary Jane. I watch it, you know, I don't be rushing home to see the shit. But if I catch you, I watch. Oh, well, I don't be into TV. I got too much other shit I got to attend to. All TV is bull crap. That's why I don't be into that. But
I
want to
see her ass on Bow Man.
She messed up his life.
That dude gave up everything for her. He gave everything
up
for her.
He's a sucker, and I hope neither one of them want him back. Who
on
a weekend man is going to leave his family for her, for a damn woman?
Please.
What's the
name?
How's he the bad guy? He fell in love. What's wrong with that? He don't love his wife anymore. Just because you don't love a woman, that don't mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he should have cheated on her. He should have left his wife first. He knew he ain't loved his wife before Mary Jane even stepped in the picture. She ain't break up. You can't break up a happy song. That shit was broke before she got there. Come on now, let's be real.
No, I'm talking about dude.
If it was so happy, she would never even had a chance to get that man. So, you know.
Hey, point
the flesh is weak.
My point is this. How does that make him a bad guy?
What's the name of the show?
It's called Me and Mary Jane.
Me and Mary Jane?
Mary Jane.
Human being.
But I don't see how dude is bogus. I mean, it's kind of bogus he left his kids, but I mean,
okay,
well,
you
don't
see this.
I understand.
Oh Lord Jesus.
You do not have to be with the baby mama in order to raise your kids.
And she don't have to have no sympathy because his wife. I mean, you know, that's a fact. And she, but if he wanted, I mean, see, you said it from your point of view. I'm just seeing it realistically. Shit, he don't get no pass because he wasn't in love. Hell, he ain't even wasn't in love, period. You can leave your wife after a few months and your kids. He ain't messed up his life for her. He messed up his life for himself. He's selfish. He put his happiness before his kids. He's selfish.
How did he do that? What, he going to go sleep with his kids?
He left him. He couldn't even sit in there and talk to him. That night he heard him in the tub the other night last week. He got up and left like a punk. Like,
well, I give you that.
Nobody think of that little light skin.
I'm just saying, men in general. I ain't talking about the show now. I'm just talking about men in general. If that
men
man left his wife.
So is Gabrielle Mary Jane?
Huh?
Gabrielle plays Mary Jane.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know it's on BET.
Yeah, it's an okay show. Shit, like the last one.
But I don't see how it makes a bad dude for cheating on his wife. Let's agree to disagree. No, you said you made your point. I want to make my dang on point. And I heard that little crack.
What?
Talking about my point of view, you see reality. Like, my point of view ain't a part of reality.
I mean,
like, I'm in a
world. Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Now you're starting to sound like that other guy. You're starting to sound like that other guy.
I'm just saying. What you saying?
I'm saying you sound like your other host. All women this. All women that.
Come on, man. I don't even get down like that.
But you did. As soon as I called in, you said you wanted me to agree and say that she was bogus and why y'all women and how that woman. No, you said how she make us look bad. She make herself look bad. I'm good.
Well, I mean, I don't want
to be
bad. She's portraying a dolly.
I'm just saying what you said.
Black woman. That's all I'm saying. That's what she. I mean, that's her character.
I mean, but these dark haired black women that's walking around right now, they don't, like, I'm with Selena. They don't make me look bad shit.
Exactly. At least she got her own show. Shit.
I'm talking about the little girl.
For the free. These hookers doing it for the free $3.99.
$3.99? Who doing it for $3.99?
I said they doing it. Huh? I
said
at least she has her own show. There's women out here doing the same thing she do for the free $3.99. In reality, she's just playing a character. This is just breaking up homes just to break them up, since you say that's what she did, broke up a home.
Hey, why are you shitting my face? Go, 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 go.
You have to tell him.
Go, 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 go.
I mean, if you mess around with a married man, there's no reason to tell that man's wife. That's his job.
Yeah, true.
You got to agree with that.
I agree with you, Mom. I agree.
She was wrong. She was wrong for telling his wife. That was not her place.
Oh, Lordy. Well,
it wasn't her
place. I don't know. Uh-huh.
I mean, she didn't already say if she agrees with you that she shouldn't have told the wife.
Right.
What else? What else you
want
to say?
I just want to be sure. I hear that part.
You sound too pissed off right now.
Sometimes I need you to
be. Do you know Mary Jane? Do you know Mary Jane?
You know a bunch of Mary Jane.
What did she ever do to you?
Told my wife.
Oh my goodness!
Ain't
nobody trying to tell your wife nothing.
You said
what? Shit, man. Yeah, man. I mean, how would you? I mean, would you want me to tell your husband we was messing around? I mean, you would be mad at me, right? That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't want you to tell.
I got a little funny story for that. I wish I could hear it.
Tell it.
Nah,
you ain't got to use no names.
Nah, because I don't come out looking good in it because I got to use names. So I'm going to leave that alone. It wasn't funny,
hey,
then, but it's fucking funny.
We don't judge. We don't judge.
Huh?
We don't judge. I want to hear the story.
Nah, go ahead to what you're talking about. Talk about me.
Nah, you want to tell the story or you would have never brought it up. Now tell us a dang old story.
It was this girl.
Your friend.
No, it's not even really a story. It was just a comment.
Okay.
No, I can't say it for real, though. Shit, I said it was about me already. It's okay. Just go ahead and move along. I don't want to say that. You can't make me.
All right, let's take a poll. Look at yourself.
Yeah.
You want to hear the story? I feel a little intrigued now.
Nope.
Selena.
Just a
little
bit. You ain't got to tell us nothing you don't
want
us to know, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, we're
thank
about
you.
To mute. Hold on, let me mute
her. You said
what? I got to mute her. Now, Janine. Don't you want to hear the story? Don't you want to hear the story?
I would love to hear
it. It's boring. Talk to me.
You didn't want to hear the story. 2-1. Come on, tell the story, woman.
It ain't even the story. It was just a comment.
You don't gotta tell the story.
Thank you. If I would have said it was about me, I would have told you.
Well, you could do like Janine do. It was one of your friends.
I would have played it like that, but I already said it was about me. Let me go, Father Time. You can't persuade me to say your
name. I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
I'm not easily broken.
I'm done, but I really didn't want to hear the story. But I ain't going to mention it no more.
I'll bring it back up when y'all forget about it. So I can say it was a freeze.
Okay, all right. I forgot all about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Rewind. What was you saying earlier? Your friend did what?
He's so
good. I mean, you were saying you was about to tell us your friend said some kind of comment or something?
Nah. I ain't saying nothing like that. No, you're lying on me. I ain't even got no friends.
You know what? What's up with that?
How do
y'all talk about y'all have no friends? How do y'all not have friends?
Because I be in the house and I go to work, and I be in the house and I go to work.
Everybody needs somebody to talk to.
I talk to Jesus.
Everybody need that one friend they can go talk to.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. What Jesus got to do with you?
That's who I talk to.
No, I'm serious, though. I'm serious, though. How do y'all not, I don't understand how do y'all not have any friends. That is crazy to me. We all in our 30s and 40s. I mean, we've been on the planet for a while.
I have friends. I'm just talking. I do got a few friends. I got a handful of them things.
All right, okay.
So, is that okay?
Janine, who you talk to when you need to talk to somebody?
My lover friend.
Your lover friend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what if it's about your lover friend? You can't talk to your lover friend about your lover friend. You got to go to somebody else
yes,
and talk
I
about
can.
Your
Why can't I?
Why can't you?
Exactly.
But what if you're talking about that?
I should be able to talk to him about himself. He can tell me about myself.
I don't know if he's gonna be able to talk to me about me.
Well, he's my best friend, so that's who my best friend is.
That's your best friend. Your loving friend is your best friend.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Livingstone? Who do you talk to? You say you don't have any friends.
I think the fifth.
You plead the fifth.
Yeah.
You pulling a Selena on me.
Omar coming, and I plead the fifth, okay?
All right, I'm going to leave it alone. I still don't say we only got no goddamn friends. I don't think I can go through the world without no friend.
Well, I already told you, I thought I had a friend, but she betrayed me. So, you know, I no longer have a friend. I don't forgive like that. I know I should, but I just don't. I'll speak to you, but we'll never be close like that again.
You know all that stress takes years off your life, right?
I ain't stressed about nothing. Just because I won't speak to her like that, I'm not going to open myself up to her again is what I'm saying. I'm not stressed out about nothing because I don't need her to live my life.
Well, I mean, okay. That's understandable. But I just think, you know, I think everybody needs an outlet other than, you know, the person you're sleeping with. You know what I mean? Is what if you want to talk about the person you're sleeping with? You can't just.
What am I going to say to him?
Right.
I don't understand. What should I be saying about him that I can't say to him?
I don't know. It could be anything.
Because if I'm going to somebody like that motherfucker ain't shit, then I don't want to even be with somebody that I feel like that about.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? If I can't talk to you and you the person that I'm dealing with about, and you're supposed to be the one person I can't talk to about you. I mean, shit. And then, Tommy, that don't even make no sense. That's to say, you know, how do your relationship survive if you can't talk to the person you're sleeping with about the person you're sleeping with?
If I got a problem with
my husband, why am I going to go to my, you know, my best friend and tell her what problems I'm having with my husband? It's like Janine said, what am I going to tell her that I can't tell him?
All right, I'm going to agree with y'all this time.
it will happen often, but I'll do it tonight.
I mean, so what are you saying about your wife behind her back? I would like to know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think about my wife behind her back. I don't.
It don't sound like you do.
No, I don't. I mean, if I have a problem with her, I'll take it up with her. I don't, you know, I'm kind of private. I don't tell my business, you know, to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even my friends. I don't tell them everything.
I know.
You know what I mean, I'm kind of private like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
There you have it. And then, you know, ain't none of us, we're not kids. Ain't nobody that's, you know what I'm saying, 18, 19, 20 years old on here to where, you know what I mean, you still run to your friend when you have a problem. We're all grown up. And that shit ended it. You know what I mean? I'm 33 years old this year. Why am I going to run to Vanessa and tell Vanessa what the hell was going on at my address? She ain't doing shit about it. She can't help.
People do that shit all the time. Look at Facebook.
That's why they still be asking. It's still on Facebook.
I hate Facebook. I'm not going to lie. I can't stand Facebook. I can't stand. I mean, people put the dumbest shit on there. I mean, I don't need to know you're getting your nails done. Then after that, you're getting a pedicure. Then your next post is, I'm on my way to this. I don't give a shit about all of that. I just don't. You know what I mean? People post their whole entire day on it. Like my little sister, oh, Lord have mercy. She posts everything. I don't care what it is. It's on there. She had like 20 posts in a row. No lie. My baby sister. She got like 20.
You know what? You know what's embarrassing? When your father is on there harassing little girls. I mean, I ain't talking about say underage, but still, you 50-something, you like in your 50s. Why is you on my daughter's them pages talking about how cute they friends are? Get off their page. Get off your grandkids' page, okay? You just learned how to get on Facebook. Now you being on here being a pedophile.
You a granddaddy looking at your grandkids? Am I hearing that right?
His grandkids' friends, yes.
He commented on his grandkids' friends?
Yes, because it's my daddy, and he be on my daughter's. You know, they accepted their grandfather. They was like, oh, okay, we accept him. They didn't have to block him because you know how the kids, they post these pictures and shit like that. And he'll be commenting on their pictures and shit. Talking about,
your girls are grown, right? I said, your girls are grown. So he really come in on grown women, right?
Yeah, I mean, they not underage, but, you know, that's how the kids look at him, like he being a pervert. You know what I'm saying?
And that's actually in my extension. I know that's your granddaddy girl. I don't want your granddaddy girl. You just give your granddaddy, please.
Girl, take that picture off your pants. I don't mind what your granddaddy
said. Right. Yeah. Talking about.
To block
talking
granddaddy. Take block their granddaddy.
Well, she did. And Ed got into it about it. And then she bust him out to his girlfriend. It was a mess. Because this girlfriend didn't know he was on Facebook saying all that stuff. And my daughter got so mad because he kept picking with her and was like, I can say whatever I want to say on Facebook. She was like, you ain't got to say it on my page. You need to stay off my page. You know, you being improper and being a pervert and stuff. You know, he told one of her friends, because they was talking about going on some trip, and the one girl said she ain't had the money. He told her, he was like, baby, I give you the money for the hotel room as long as Big Daddy can share it with you.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. That's fucking wrong.
Now, you see what I'm saying? This is the type of stuff he's posting on there. and on his grandkids' page on their comments. So
yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. I was on his side, but that's fucked up. What a nasty
I mean, my daughter is 23, 24, whatever. But I'm just like, still, you know, you is too old to be acting like this on here. And so she busted him out. We went to a family dinner or something, and he was all getting all rowdy with her. I could say what I wanted. I could do what I want. And she was like, well, you shouldn't be saying that stuff. He said, I could say anything I want to say. She was like, oh, yeah. He went and got his girlfriend. Connie, do you mind him posting such and such out there? She didn't just, she totally bust him out. It was so funny because then he started looking. You should have saw how he started looking. It was like totally different. Like he just all of a sudden turned into a little puppy dog or something. Like, I ain't mean to do it. I was just looking like ridiculous.
You know what, too? It is different. If, okay, your granddaddy, you can say whatever you want to say, but not to my friends on my page.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you want to talk to other little, you know what I'm saying, little young women, okay, that's your prerogative. Do you, play it, do you. But them is my friends, and you my granddaddy. That's disrespectful.
Yeah,
well,
that's what she was saying there.
You shouldn't feel. My daughter blocked me, too. Blocked the fuck out of me.
And you know, I stopped messing with Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in shit about a year, but you know what?
Yeah, I don't be on there.
And I personally wouldn't have accepted my damn granddaddy anyway. That's just me. I just wouldn't have. But sometimes I know I got a nasty mouth, and sometimes I'm a little bit perverted, and I'm a fucking creep sometimes and shit. I don't want my granddaddy seeing that I'm a creep. I mean, you know, not in a creepy way. I love her creep, man. I say you never know what I might say when I'm somewhere. Shit, I be done posted some crazy shit.
Well, I got blocked. I was told that. What did she tell me? I'm lame. I was told I was lame. she called me something else when she blocked me. You know, I can't remember what it was. You know, she puts it on there. You know, I put a little comment behind it. You know what I'm saying? That shit's lame. You know, I guess your dad ain't supposed to say shit on your page. She fucking blocked me. I was crushed. I was actually hurt. She blocked me. You can find shit out. That's how I got all my information from Facebook.
That's why you're supposed to be quiet. You're just supposed to look and watch. You don't supposed to say nothing. That's how you keep getting information. You just lurk, but you don't never comment. You don't say shit. Because that's how my son accepted me when I was on Facebook, and there was plenty of times where I wouldn't say nothing while we was on Facebook. Then he'd come home, and I might bring something up. He'd be, how you know about that? And I never would tell him because I was on your Facebook. I'd be going because I got eyes everywhere. And he never said
anything. You know what I did? Y'all know what I did? After she blocked me, I got her uncle to be her friend. He tell me everything that's going on, and she turned around and blocked his ass. How you know about that? He blocked his ass, too. Slick ass. Don't tell I told you. I heard. Who told you that? Don't worry about who told you. What's going on?
She ain't
stupid.
She put two and two together.
She blocked him and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy. I hate Facebook, man. They just post some shit crazy. And everything is twerking. They got like 1,000 videos of girls twerking. I get so tired of seeing that shit. I can't wait for that dance to play out.
It's not going to play out. It's not, It's not gonna play out. As long as bitches got ass, they gonna twerk.
Oh yeah, they got something too, boy. Woo-wee. Something, cause I'm like, that shit can't be real. They got to have the plants or something. Some of them motherfuckers be huge. Like, how she walk around, that shit got to make her back hurt. I'm telling you. All right, y'all. We went past our time. I thank y'all for calling the show. Spending y'all Tuesday night with a brother.
Feel better,
guys. So, Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was good talking to you all. And I will definitely be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up. Liquor Store, what about you? Got any last words for us?
I enjoyed talking with y'all, too. You know, I'll be here tomorrow night seeing the beaches.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. What's up? What's up, Mick? I see you. You could have been my baby mama, but that's another story. Anyway, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time tomorrow night, y'all. Peace, love, and head grease.
Yeah.